listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello, everybody. It's Corona time. Monday, March 30th, 2020, year of our Lord. It is the year of COVID Corona crisis. I'm here in the live stream audio chat. Hopefully, I'm coming well. I have Velocet, who's busy working, and nobody else has made it over yet. And I guess I'm everybody over. Aha, we have Missum. Missum, hello from Switzerland. Am I coming through okay?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you. Did I just cause Velocet to leave? What's going on?
Stop taking personal. That's a very, very female trait of yours, and I know you are a female. Don't stop.
Thank you
worrying.
For the confirmation of my sex, but I was aware of it.
I can't confirm it. How are you? I'm glad you're back.
Yes, thank you, Ab. I'm really glad that I rejoined, because it's really the only place where it's possible to talk about all these things. You know, previously I thought you were a little bit arrogant when you were saying, oh, everybody leaves but comes back because it's the only place. But I now can confirm it. It's really the only place where you can talk about this material.
Well, it wasn't arrogance. I was just trying. It was a fact to the best of my knowledge. Everything I say is to the best of my knowledge. There is another radio show that I push hard because I think it is absolutely the best commentator of the day, IPS. So he has an open forum too. He doesn't have an audio chat, but you can call his show and talk to him because he has a phone number.
Yes. I don't like this guy. I don't know why. He's too
smart.
No, he is smart, yes. I'm not the one who can judge upon that, but I don't like his history in the social media. I prefer Jeff C.
Well, Jeff C is a little... I have Jeff C on my recommended list right now as well.
Yeah.
As far as covering material, I like that Infinite Plane or Tim Osmond covers more material.
Yeah.
And I just like because he'll hit on so many pieces of material that people send him.
Yeah.
I just repost them because there's so much good stuff. Did you listen to the thing I just posted? The mainstream, you know how they do these mashups of reporters, these newscasts saying the same thing over and over again? They're all synchronized to the same message.
I didn't yet, because I didn't have enough time. But
no,
I just posted it. Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to play it right now.
Okay.
You can listen to it. I just have to find it, of course. Critical Thinker, welcome. Critical Thinkers in the Po River Valley of Italy.
I'm going to catch my headphones, because I'm talking through the laptop.
Hi, Critical Thinker. Okay.
How you going, Ab? You all right?
I'm all right. What is the latest in the Po River Valley?
I don't know, man. I'm not really keeping an eye on too much. It's just trying to keep a bit of peace in the madness, really.
All right.
There's not much to report on, really. It's I'm just keeping an eye on things as I can, but yeah. How about you? You are homebound for now, then?
No, I'm not homebound. I'm in central service. I don't work in a hospital. Logistics.
Sure.
We're out here delivering the groceries and the whatever else people need to survive in the shelter-in-place environment. But my wife and I would have probably each other apart at point, because we have had a marriage that has involved me working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week for the last 30 years. So to disrupt that equilibrium would probably be very harmful to each other. We get along best. Like most husbands and wives, we're not used to living on top of each other. Even if I was a farmer in the old days, I'd be out in the field, home, cooking meals for the children. That's how I envisioned my homestead.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, this is part of the challenging thing, I think, for a lot of people, including myself, is the relationships at home. And this is quite testing with the types of knowledge. So I got a loud train coming past me. I'll mute.
That's all right. I love trains. And, of course, Vela said he's conducting right now. Well, that.
So is it a conducting? Is that what he's doing with trains? What's the...
He's a conductor.
Uh-huh. As in the on-off. People
yes,
on and off.
We're here. Yeah, get yeah, on, yeah. Get off. Yeah. That hasn't been.
Wow, they still have actual humans doing that. Yeah, exactly.
I was just,
amazing.
Yes, yes. Well, it's happening. Okay, let me play this. Ms.
No
are
worries.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, have a listen.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about the plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
That's the same. I have heard that, one year ago, I think.
Was that another one. Oh,
yeah,
yeah, there's so many
me.
Of them. There's quite a few of them. I just like that one because basically they're talking about thought crime.
Yeah.
And wrong thought crime is wrong thing, thought crime. You have a dissenting or you are questioning the Big Brother narrative, then you're endangering lives. I mean, this is crazy, but that's where it's going. You can't see
if you're cuffing too. If you're cuffing, you are also endangering the life of the democracy and the people and something. Yeah, you know, but I think this is, this represents more the North American media world. It's not really the same in Europe. There are quite a lot of differences. I always am terrified, especially with this new mega narrative that we are going through, how different it is in several countries, which are...
Belarus.
Yeah, Belarus is not cooperating with the WHO.
Well, they'll have to send in the army in, I think.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Hello, Fakeologist.com here. This is Aberrato. I have Missum from Switzerland or Greece or wherever she's from. We have Johnny come lately from Tasmania. Johnny, do you want to give the update on Tasmania today? All right, Missum, where are you located in this wide world?
I am in Switzerland, and I'm following the the events that are going. I actually wanted to talk also with Gary's because we are very close. He's in Geneva and I'm in Bern. At the moment, we have since 2 weeks, I think, 15th of March, we have a special kind of restrictions in Switzerland. We have not the same type as in France and Germany. That means we are not restricted from going out, but we have to have good reasons to go out. But we don't need the allowance of police or something. We don't have to fill out some papers as in France or in Greece. In Greece, they are really restricted, as far as I am following through the news. And what else is special here? We have not so many cases because the control of the some, let's say it otherwise, Switzerland is a very evolved, quote-unquote, Stalinistic state. So the transparency legislation, the control legislation, the journalistic legislation is very strict. So it is not possible to fake numbers, for example. It's not possible to manipulate publications from the officials, I mean. So we have not so many deaths. They are not. It's not possible because it is controlled from various institutions. It's not the same. It's a small country. The legislation for transparency and public control of information is very strict.
Okay, it's what are the numbers in Switzerland? Let's look them up.
Yeah, look them up. They are quite low. And they have also, I can give you the official site of the authorities.
Okay, let's look up.
There is a Swiss COVID-19 tracker.
Oops, and I'm looking at the United States. 59,000 in New York State alone.
Yeah, I will put it, where do I have to put it? In the live stream notes.
Live stream show notes. I'm just looking at the...
One thing that I see in the Swiss data, I just put it in the live stream show notes, is that they publish also how many cases are in need of intensive care units and how many are being ventilated. So I think this is also an important information. We have in Switzerland, for example, 111, that's not a joke, cases that are ventilated today.
Oh, well, you're way up there. You're just after the UK, I'm sorry to say. The worldometer.info, worldometers.info says there are 15,000 in Switzerland.
Yes.
Since the last report, we're up 646, 327 deaths.
Yeah.
New deaths are plus 27. Total recovered 1823. Active cases 13,325. Serious and critical 301. Total cases per million population 17.8, and 38 deaths per million. But the first reported case was February.
Yes.
You guys are pretty thick in this.
Not really. No, because
you're ahead of Canada by a long shot.
No, look, I will put you a link now to this document, which is very important because it attaches exactly to the controversial scientific psyop that is going on. I will put into the live stream the death cases from January 2020 from the National Statistics Bureau in Switzerland, which is saying actually, and there were no COVID cases in January, that the numbers are too low for a pandemic.
Okay, what are you saying? So you're saying that all the numbers are real in Switzerland. That's what you're saying.
For Switzerland, I believe the Swiss numbers are real, but they are not representing what they are saying to represent, you know? Because
the numbers are real, but they're not really COVID cases. Is that what you're trying to say? Let's be clear.
That's one part. Yes, that's one part.
So much double speak in this world.
Yes, of course. This PCR test, which was produced by the Charité in Berlin. That's a specific institution of the German health system. Especially it was produced by Christian Drosten. That's the name of the scientist who produced.
And didn't this guy do Zika, Ebola, and all the other tests?
No, I think he did the SARS-1, the first SARS test, the first PCR test for the SARS in 2003.
Okay, let's go. We haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
Let's start at the beginning.
Yes.
What is your take on this in general? What do you think on? Did you think something so monumental would come in your lifetime to replace the 9/11 PSYOP, which is the PSYOP of our time? But pretty soon, well, it's this 3/11 or coronavirus hoax. This is yes. Overwhelming 9/11 on a worldwide scale. I don't see global.
Look, now you know that I try to be exact with wording. I think it is not a full hoax. I think there is a real epidemic, which is a viral epidemic as every season. There are many viruses. There are many influenza viruses. They are named. They are kind of, we don't have to go into the scientific discussion now what is a virus.
Do you agree that the human body has 320,000 viruses?
I don't know the number, but there are many. We are a biotope of viruses and bacteria. So
right.
That's not the point. The point is that with this test, with this PCR test, they tried to separate the effects, the process of one specific strain of RNA and to study it. So my general understanding of this is that they are presenting a whole viral epidemic, which is every year and causes, for example, in Italy, it causes about 25,000 deaths every season, which is normal. Now they have less than 25,000. They have only 5, I think, or 10, I'm not sure. So this is a normal, actually, epidemic. But the whole study of the WHO is focusing on one strain of one corona family, as it is called, it's a whole family, which always was causing such effects in some people, but they don't know exactly why they do cause this in some people and not in other people's bodies. It could have to do also with the use of medication, which contradicts to whatever. You know, this has not been studied very clearly. And the whole thing is a hybrid, It's a hybrid, hybrid drill, which has multiple aims. One of these aims is, of course, the propagation of vaccinations for influenza, viruses that are updated every season, and only 30% of the population older than 65 are using this vaccinations, which causes the health systems in the Western world to explode every year. There was a very big dramatic epidemic in 2017-2018, which has been studied very well afterwards, and maybe it was also one of the reasons that they wanted to undertake something, which exploded the health systems in Europe. If you compare on the official website of Euromomo, that's the official statistics of death and death causes in European countries, you will see that in the year 2017-2018, there was an over, how is the word in English, if there are more deaths than usually, over. What is another word for death? Disease.
Yeah, I don't know.
Over decession?
I don't know what word you're looking for. But listen, do you believe in viruses? Do you think I can pass a virus to you?
I think that is another discussion. That's not relevant because there are effects.
No, it is relevant because if there's no a pandemic requires truth. And basically, they're telling the truth when they say everyone has this virus. If you believe that we have at all times 300. An interesting number, 30 plus 4 zeros. That is the number that they give. But I don't think there is any way to count the viruses. That is insane that they could actually list 320,000 variations of the microenzymes Trump calls them.
I will say it from another optic. Medicine works, and we are very happy to have evolved medicines because there are many diseases that need medication, and it has, among others, led to the situation that we are able to combat diseases and to have better lives, etc.
Which diseases?
Well, it depends, you know.
Just give me one, two.
JohnLeBond.com.
Hello, John LeBond. For example, headaches. I don't know. Headaches. Take headaches.
That's not a disease. That's usually a symptom of something going wrong. You're dehydrated, not getting enough sleep, etc. So let's try again.
Yeah. And wait, and all I have firsthand knowledge from just last night. Medication does not work on headaches. My wife is a great example. Headaches. I just said to her yesterday, last night actually, I said, careful with how much medication you're taking. You're probably burning out your liver at this very moment. She said she's very careful. I'm the psychologist.
Yeah, it's a complicated
matter. She's so aggravated right now. She's just tuning up her microphone these days. She'll be on, I think, sooner rather than later. So yeah. She is just so going so stir crazy right now. But yeah, I don't think any medication has solved headaches. So I'm going to say no to that one.
And even if they could, a headache is not a disease. Yeah. It's a symptom, usually, of something simple like dehydration or lack of sleep. So you should not be medicating that. You should be taking that as a sign to get more sleep, get more water, etc.
I agree with that.
John LeBond, you are too loud in my ears.
He's okay with me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You can turn down, on Discord, you can turn down anyone you want on your end. If someone is too loud, which is totally possible because everyone has different microphones. Connection. You can turn each individual person down. On your end.
Maybe I have John LeBond too loud.
Well, everyone is at 100%. Everyone starts out at 100%. So
yeah, I want to go back to the beginning. I do not want to discuss the negative implications of modern chemistry and medication, etc., and the pharma industry and all the dirty stuff that they are doing. That's not my point. I'm just saying that medicine is part of human culture. We always had in every culture some stuff that people were trying to use to better their lives. And if this is the case today, we have to see what can we do to control what they are doing? For example, this guy who is the chief of the WHO, he was a participant, war criminal, and he did also lead a project in Ethiopia, if I'm right, is his country, where they were vaccinating 1.5 million girls and young women with estrogens in order to render them non-sterile. Exactly.
I don't doubt. Listen, Bill Gates is a master. And he's a misanthrope, which is a word I heard about but didn't really know about. He hates people. He wants to definitely remove the stupid people from this earth. And among them are most Africans, he thinks. And I'm not saying Africans.
Remove the stupid people, Ab. Seems to me they want the people to be stupid.
They only want stupid people.
They
want to reduce the uncontrolled, the out of control, what he calls out of control populations. If you have more than two children, you're out of control, I would say, to eugenics slash.
Well, the end goal is no humans having their own children. It'll all be through what we now call surrogacy.
Right.
That's clearly the case. Brave New World spelled that out. It's just coming a lot sooner than I expected. And check this out. Here's what I wanted to come and talk about. In Australia, the Prime Minister just told us how long this is going to be going on for.
Okay.
So before I tell you what they've already admitted and what I already predicted, what do you think? How long do you think this is going to last?
2 years, they are saying.
Well, are they telling you 2 years in Switzerland?
Pardon? No, the German article that I linked to on fakeologist.com/blog was written and Walter Weiss read it for me out loud. And he was saying part of their model that they were creating at the time today was 3 years. Now, it didn't say what happens after 3 years, but that was their model. 3 weeks to 3 years. That's the range they gave.
Yeah, because this is only the introduction to a very much bigger restructuring of the finance and economic sector. And it, that's why I said it is multiple, it has multiple aims.
Oh, for sure. This one aim is of our time. If you think it's a bunch of little viruses running around, no, this is nothing to do. This is a minor issue. I agree. But listen, all I wanted to say to you was if we, and this is my point for the last 2 weeks, if we can explode the central lie that viruses aren't communicable and health is not.
We
know that, but that is the central lie of this whole PSYOP that it's built upon. And I know we're just going to get trampled by the heathen masses that are on this lie. So it doesn't, I could be, basically, we have an English saying, it's pissing into the wind. It gets you nowhere. So.
Yes, but you know, we cannot, because we are not scientists that analyze proteins or whatever. We don't even know what this stuff is. And, you know,
and
I try to have
the message in two sentences, because the public needs
But what we can do is we can debunk the numbers. We can debunk the numbers because the statistics are really open, in the open, and we can compare them to other years. As this German,
I just gave is updating every 10 minutes. How can we argue with the numbers when they are?
Okay, I will tell you.
Counting us with numbers.
This website by the Johns Hopkins University is publishing, Johns Hopkins is publishing so-called cases. That's one category. A case is everyone in this statistic that has done this PCR test from the Charité, from Dr. Drosten, and he had a positive result. This test is verifiably only 30 to 40% accurate. So
it also
half of these numbers are nothing.
Every infection in your body, it's so broad. It covers every infection from viral, bacterial. I've read that. I think that was part of the German paper as well. But wait, let's go over to Jean Lebon. Yeah. Jean, what were you saying? When is your Prime Minister Scott Morrison?
John has left.
He's gone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I didn't.
Call him back.
Go ahead. I didn't realize he left.
No, look, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there are coronaviruses or influenza viruses. I know that they say there are differences between these categories. And this PCR test tests only for one category of effects. We know only that this test is not accurate. So there is this German scientist also who is saying that the test, that all the numbers are half correct. So if you have 100,000 cases, the true number...
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I am Legendre from Burkina Faso, Western Africa, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. Fellow Africans, please join in and let your critical minds be heard.
Was that German? I can't even remember. I don't even know what language that was.
I think it sounds a little bit Russian, I think.
Yeah, guy, so your old buddy did that one.
Yeah, we cannot debunk the virus stuff because the virus stuff is established in science and they are trying to, whatever it is exactly, some say it is just a process. A process which involves reaction and cause, that viruses actually are only dead matter, inflammable.
I like microenzymes. Microenzymes.
Yeah, you know, but we cannot go in that discussion because we have no understanding for that, and nobody has.
No,
but
nobody
we cannot.
Has. It's a disputed, quote unquote, science. Disputed past Chance Day.
Yes, but there
really
is good science and there is bad science, and this what they are doing now is bad science. They are inflating the numbers. In Italy, for example, it is now established, and in Germany also, that they count as cases. Not those who are ill after this PCR test, but every person that has done the PCR test and has a positive result is counted as a case, which is not true because 50% of the results are wrong and 99% of those who are not wrong are not ill. That is the big trick they are using. And
they're
that's the exact
everyone.
Number.
No one in Italy is dying of anything except corona. No pneumonia, no heart attack. And we all know there's only a few ways to die: pneumonia, heart failure.
Yes,
we died of a virus. A virus is something that begins the process of death.
And even if you get a pneumonia in the age of 85, which causes your death, and you have tested positive to the coronavirus, it is not established that this virus or whatever this test result is was the cause of your death. That's also one part of the scientific betrayal that is perpetrated. And this German guy who you were publishing also, this Timothy... I listened to the interview from Wodark and Hoenlein. There are many at the moment in Germany. Bakhti, Hoenlein.
You can understand them.
Yes, but this one was in English, and he published, I think, the video also. He's living in South Africa, and he was talking
Walter
English.
Weiss. Yes.
Yes, Walter Weiss.
South African that speaks German.
Yes, I think he's German, maybe.
Yes.
German with this.
Or Dutch. Or maybe not. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But it is right what he's saying. And they say all the same thing. This Wodark and Wey and Hoenlein, they are saying that this is a betrayal in numbers and a cooking up of the numbers in order to present this as a global threat in order to push other agendas.
Well,
and of course, the other agendas are more important.
Restructure the economy.
Exactly. I will give you an example of Switzerland, and Gary's maybe knows also more because I guess he's following also the stuff. In Switzerland, there were until last Friday 760,000 applications for short work. That's a term that means the enterprises are closed. The people cannot go to work because it's forbidden. So they do not have any income, and they have to apply for a special kind of money through the insurances that the public state has here, which is 80% of what they were earning previously. It's about one...
That's a pretty good number.
But, you know, 760,000, that's 10% of the working population. Already, and it's only the first week of these restrictions.
Oh, so yeah, the numbers are off the charts of people that are going to be taking the new fiat currency.
Yes,
they're just burning the bank down right now here everywhere.
It is a fight between many parts of the financial system, and China is involved, and Russia is involved, and everyone is. And we don't know exactly what the agendas are, but I don't think it's only one agenda. It's not the one world order with one digital currency or something. They are fighting for the resources, for the who is going to bankrupt to bank first.
Do you think there are gangs at the top of the world that are fighting, or are they in unison?
No, they are very noble guys, which are very bad, they don't have any character. They fight each other, although they drink together. Baby blood, maybe, I don't know.
You think they're fighting each other for control? Just like
I think there are fights, yes. I think there are fights between the American financial system and the Asian, Russian, which is the opponent of the traditional empire structure that we had. And they are trying to bankrupt, for example, Saudi Arabia is trying to bankrupt the petrol industry of the United States with fracking.
But Saudi Arabia, they're owned by the Americans, the British.
Yes, but not anymore. Now they are owned by the Russian Chinese.
Do you understand that coronavirus is a hoax? Can we just get one thing clear? Do you understand that coronavirus is a hoax?
Are you talking to me, John?
Yes,
or
Miss
to speculologists?
To you.
Oh, yeah. No, you left and we were just...
it's a simple question. Do you understand that this coronavirus
I don't know if there is something like a virus. I have seen...
I mean any virus. I mean this coronavirus event that we're watching. Do you understand that this so-called coronavirus pandemic is a hoax? Yes or no?
I answered this question already, and I do not answer questions with yes and no because I can think.
I don't think you're here to have a real conversation.
No, I'm not a multiple choice.
I think you're here to waste people's time. This is fakeologist.com. Why are you here at a place where people think things are fake?
You can talk to other people if you don't like to talk to me. I don't answer multiple choice. I answer with dialogue.
Not multiple choice, it was a simple question, yes or no.
Yes, and I don't answer it like that. I gave my answer to fakeologist and he understood it. You can listen to the audio later and you can see my answer.
Are you here just to waste people's time? Be honest.
I do not do multiple choice, John.
Okay, John.
I gave you two choices, yes or no.
No, do not provocate me, please. I do not discuss like that. I'm not a multiple choice guy.
You got trolled by that guy who claims to be from Iraq and he clearly was just trolling you. Do you think it's possible some people are just here to waste your time? Do you think it's possible?
Everything is possible, sure. But Missim is a little more nuanced than I think Missim is here. I think she used to.
But anybody now who can't see the coronavirus pandemic is a hoax. I'm not so sure that this is here at this point.
Sure. The pandemic is a hoax, but you didn't ask that. The pandemic is a very, very complex narrative, John. There is more than is virus a hoax or is it not? This pandemic is a very big narrative which has multiple aims, I repeat it. One of these aims is to spread fear, to control, to use the technologies that we have now to trace your movements, you know, and to evaluate them if you stay at home or not. The other one is to gain money for the health infrastructure. That's also the other one is the vaccinations. And the bigger one, which I believe is more central, yes, ID 2020 also. I believe that's also one part of it. But I think the really big center core of this PSYOP that is going on, or hybrid PSYOP, as I call it, because there is an influenza epidemic. That's true. Every year there are two at least influenza epidemics worldwide.
I don't think they're spreadable. That's the other thing. There was a pretty good video I posted. I don't know if that guy's getting pulled up. I posted it where he's going on about how you can't pass viruses to each other. When we all get sick in the same time, he says it's not because we're passing it and touching each other and coughing at each other. Because there's a general malaise where there's lack of sun, where there is lack of nutrition, there's lack of exercise, all something that happens.
A good hypothesis.
In the Northern Hemisphere. I can't give you a virus. But yeah, we all get sick. Many of us get sick, but not all of us.
Yes,
for instance, I'm an outside worker. I'm quarantined. I've been quarantined for years for my job. I rarely come close to people for any length of time. And I don't get sick. I have not been sick. I had food poisoning 2 weeks ago, and that was as sick as I've been in over a year. But that's another reason I try not to eat out. So, yeah, I don't pass it. But can we just get back to Jean Le Bon? Is he still here?
I'm still here.
Okay, you are going to give us Scott Morrison, your prime minister, and he has given you a date when it's going to be wound back.
Well, he hasn't given a date, but what he was saying in his little speech most recently was, this is going to last at least 6 months. And this is like in the middle of a 30-minute speech where he's talking about all this money that all the lemmings get. And I'm like, at least 6 months? Okay, this was obvious to me that this was not a temporary thing, but everyone else seemed to think it was temporary. So he's just told the nation, actually, guys, it's going to be 6 months. And he's told them, you can't be in groups of more than two people. Okay? So, in other words, you can't do anything for 6 months.
Family.
It's pretty full on what he's just said. So I'm like, aha. Now, I don't want to give the masses too much credit, but this might be when they finally click that this is no temporary thing. So I jump onto the various social media where I like to keep my finger on the pulse. Guess what? All they can talk about is, do I get the money? Do I get the money if I worked 10 hours in my last job? Do I get the money? That's all they're talking about. No concern about the fact they've just been told that this ain't no temporary thing. You see. And remember, this was the same speech where they were told, by the way, no two people together. And there was a bunch of other restrictions. We're closing skate parks now. We're doing all this shit. Yeah? So the point that I've been making for a little while now, not that long, I'm not that far ahead of the curve, but a little while, is, guys, this isn't going to stop. This is not going to stop, you see. So what comes next?
I think we realize that. I think we realize that.
So check this out,
Donald
bro.
Donald Trump just gave a new date of April 30th. That's his.
Well, that is in fact a lie. That's not going to come to pass either. You have to understand, this is not some isolated thing in Australia. This is happening all over the world, and not by coincidence. So I was reading through the British Act, the Coronavirus Act, last night, and I found some interesting things, Ab. Some very interesting things. They're going to be postponing elections. That's in the Act. Now, in fairness, the part that I read only mentioned local government elections. Jairus, put yourself on mute when you're not speaking. I don't have time for this nonsense.
Push to talk if you're on a phone. That's the best method.
So, yeah, so as I was saying, yeah, they've already put in this bill, this act, whichever one of the two, that they're going to delay the elections. Now, this is only local government elections from what I read. But, again, you do one, why can't you do the other? It's common sense. And then also some of the things that were in there about being able... Jairus, if you don't stop that,
yes,
you're going to cause problems that you don't want to cause.
Are you in Australia now?
It's over now.
John, are you in Australia now?
Ab, have you noticed that when someone comes here and tries to speak about serious things, this happens, this nonsense? Have you noticed that?
I don't think. Jairus is... Guys.
I'm done here for now. And I'll come back when certain entities are not wasting our time, Ab. And hopefully you wake up to what's going on here soon.
All right. John LeBron is out. He's frustrated with different points and technical.
Quite a temper on the gag.
Pardon me?
Quite a temper.
Well, today he does. Today he's a little pushy. He thinks we start
noticing. Yes, I understand. Yes, this situation is acting different way on different people. I am a chill individual, so everything that's happening to me, I take it with...
Can you speak up a bit, Jairus? You're hard to hear.
Yes. As I say, I'm a chill person, so I take everything with a cool approach. But I can understand that to some person, it's rather stressful. Yes,
it's stressful, fakeologists, because we are surrounded by negativity. John is I know John is getting a little impatient because some people are here.
Maybe he's just more advanced, you know, in his knowledge. Deepening on this matter, you know, but
well, he is more advanced because he does it 24/7. I agree with him.
Of course.
He's definitely advanced in his research, no doubt.
Yeah, but I still cannot agree with anything he says. You know, I just cannot answer if there are viruses or not because I don't have any knowledge about this stuff, and I don't care actually because this pandemic is a constructed narrative for multiple things that are very much changing the whole.
Well, I agree. It's hard to argue about viruses because we can't see them. We can only see and measure the body's response to certain what we call disease. We don't know what triggers the response. We can measure the response, but we can't tell for sure what it is
exactly
that's doing. Yeah. And that is why we could argue until the end of times about viruses and bacteria, because there is no good knowledge at all. It's almost
exactly, like we're and in because grade medicine,
two. We're in second grade when it comes to medicine. We are not advanced. So that's a lie. We are not advanced in understanding our brain, our bodies, our biology at all.
Yeah.
Yes, and I saw that you posted something about Belarus, which is, in my opinion, the most interesting country to look at the moment.
Yes, I know almost nothing about Belarus. I gotta find it on a map. Exactly. I know it's Western Russia, former Western.
Yes. They have the same president for the past 25 years, so almost since the independence. So apparently the guy is a strong-willed, yes, but he's a strong-willed individual and apparently, he takes the route to say that there is absolutely no scare to be have and no panic to bring to the population.
Belarus is a country between Russia and Poland, north of Ukraine. To the north of Belarus, we have Lithuania and Latvia, Estonia.
Yes.
So it's and really on the way to Moscow from Germany or Poland, right in the way.
Yes, and it also became, strangely, the number one hub in the world for professional sport.
Really?
Yes. You can only watch football that is played in this country. All the other championships in the world are closed. They are playing ice hockey.
Oh,
they are
I
playing
see.
Football.
Okay. I thought you meant in general, but you're saying it's the only one that's broadcasting sports right now.
Yes. I wrote that on the Discord forum. Give it enough time. Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo will be playing in Belarus. It's an economical reality. If they are the only one playing in 6 months, that's how it will be. Best player will be.
I don't have time for sports because, as you know, I'm the master fakeologist here, so I don't have a lot of time. Is it a Christian country?
I really don't know, to be honest. I think that it's probably a Christian country, but the thing is that since they were under the communist rule for many years, it was probably a bit, how can I say that?
Okay.
A bit, the clergy was a bit less vocal than in other European countries, I figure.
Yeah, Jelly Missam wants to talk to you about whatever is going on. And she was calling for you, so that's why I summoned you in. Missam, did you ask some questions?
Yes, I'm listening, but I left for some minutes, so I didn't follow what was your last discussion. You were talking
about Belarus. Yes.
Yeah. We're talking about Belarus, but you had something to.
I actually wanted to exchange with Garris about Switzerland because we are both here, and I would like to have his impressions or to give mine if it's of interest of how this coup is evolving in Switzerland. I call it a coup. It's an international, it's a global coup of the finance sector, and
yes.
WHO is a big part of it. It's a leading institution in this coup, but we don't know exactly what the deeper aims are. There are many, many aspects to take under consideration.
What I can say is that the political authorities here are taking the same measure they are taking every time, which is throwing fake money into the economy as much as possible.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Those idiots don't even know where we live.
Yeah. Yes. There is one point which I find interesting, and I would like to talk a little bit about it if it's of interest, but otherwise you can stop me. It's about how this works concretely within this economy. For example, it's not exactly the same in all the countries. I'm following Germany, Switzerland, and Greece, and as good as I can, the United States of America, because they are most important, but I do not have deep knowledge of that circumstance there. But in Switzerland, there is an example which shows how this finance sector intervenes directly in the concrete economy, which means in the KMU in German, I don't know the English name, the middle and small enterprises. So that means the real economy, as we call it. There was an agreement, which they announced in the first days, that the National Bank of Switzerland is guaranteeing the banks to the banking sector all that is needed in order to give through the banks 42 billions into this real economy. What does this mean? This means that the National Bank, which does not print any money for this reason, it only guarantees. That means it keeps this money in the bilances as a guarantee, not a real amount. But the banks are giving out numbers to the real economy in order to keep these enterprises, which are, as I said, very important. There are about 70,000 enterprises in Switzerland are actually bankrupt, but they are not allowed to go bankrupt, because if they go bankrupt, they cannot pay back their debt to the banks, and that would cause the finance sector to crash. That's the model how it works worldwide. If the enterprises go bankrupt, they drive the banks themselves to go bankrupt, or some of those. So what is going to become reality is that the National Bank, that means the central banks, in America it is the Fed, in Germany and in Europe it is the central bank in Brussels, but Switzerland has a separate national bank, which is the National Bank of Switzerland. They guarantee, and so they actually save the banking sector once again on the shoulders of the tax-paying people, because the guarantees are the tax-paying people. Yes. I just wanted to say this as an example, because my studies in economy are very young and trying to understand it myself. That's how it works. It's yes. fake money, of course.
And I think that, yes, of course. And I think that it will bring massive fraud. I did overheard someone that owned a company speaking about the different way it was possible to scan this specific system, which consists mostly of a loan with no interest.
Loan is
half a million. Yeah. If you get a loan that is less or equivalent to half a million Swiss francs, which is almost the same in dollar, there is no interest. And after that, it's half a point. So if you get a company in Switzerland, and if you are half smart, and if you know your way around things, you might get a new, brand new company car, 0% interest rate.
No, it's not zero at the moment. It's -7.75. The National Bank of Switzerland has a negative interest, which the Fed does not have already.
I mean the interest rate on the loan that they will give to size business.
Yeah.
All the loans until half a million Swiss francs will be at 0% interest rate. Of course, it will be massive paperwork or whatever, but the other day on the news, there was this lady that said, of course, the story is fake, but that show how it's supposed to be working, that she had accessed a loan of a few hundred thousand in a matter of hours.
Yes, half an hour, they say, yeah. But you know, what I'm trying to say is that is the real reason for this quote-unquote pandemic. The real reason is that the worldwide finance sector is actually bankrupt. They are.
What do they want to do? Wipe all the debt away and reset it to zero? Is that the idea?
No, it's not possible. It's cover the part of the debt that are massive. It will never be started to zero again, but let's say that we are at -1,000 and we will be at -700 when this is all over, because all the banking system will be flawed again by the government. They will be sending money and everything will be, but we will be in debt, but a bit less, let's say, because of all the government money.
I don't know exactly how it works, but one part is from the finance crisis in 2008-2009, we know that one part, or I know that one part is to close the banks in order not to cause a bank run. In Switzerland, most of the banks, I don't know if you noticed it, Scaries, because it was only in the small parts of the newspapers, but they have closed all the real offices. You have only in every city one banking bureau where you can go physically to do your stuff with the bank. All the other is closed, and they are fearing a bank run, which would cause, of course, a very dramatic change then. And they are trying to avoid this bankruptcy, with this global bankruptcy with this pandemic. That's my general understanding.
Yes, but for the sake of the discussion, I get to say also that in Switzerland, the law is made so that if you withdraw money at an ATM, you can only withdraw depending on your account, but the best you can do is 1,000 Swiss francs per day in cash at an ATM.
Yes, per month, actually.
No, per day. I know people, I know for a fact that it's per day.
Per month, it's 5,000. Yeah, what I'm trying to say is that this is a very, very much bigger theme. It's really about the real economy and about the future of our world.
Yes.
It's not about a virus or something. The virus is just the alibi, and we can discuss if there is one or is not one. There are some stuff that is going on. We catch a cold every year, and it causes many people to die, and now they are using this as a narrative to shut down the real economy, to start controlling the bankruptcies, because it is a controlled demolition, let's say. It's a war, by definition of Dave J, controlled demolition, and that's what's going on. And actually, the estimations of some German guys, again, which I'm following, are saying that it is going to last about 2 years, this restructuring, in order to come out again of with some positive output in the real economy, because parallel to this, we have also food scarcity, because the food production patterns have changed worldwide.
Yes, and in my opinion, that has stopped now. Now I can go to the grocery store and everything is there. Everything that was not there before is there. And at this point, everything is fine. But that may change very, very quickly.
But a good example is US imported maize, corn. If you try to buy US imported fresh corn, you will pay double the price than last year, because the production of corn in the United States has fallen one third in the last year. And this year they're also going to have they had a hashtag already for it. No grow 2020 or something, because it is too wet, too cold in the areas where they are producing. I think the situation in the United States maybe is more dramatical than in Europe, maybe.
Yes, so. Yeah. But for the instant, in Switzerland, as far as I see, people are scared, staying at home as much as they can, but they're still flush with money, they're still buying takeout food or delivery food, still buying the items in the store, at least the ones that are still open, so. As far as I know, people are still okay with money and they don't really fear the future that much.
Yes, they don't fear as much as in Germany or in France and other places, of course. That's true. There is more security here because there are also these institutions of social income. So if you do not have any other income, you can go to this institution and they will give you enough so that you can have food. But this is not the case in other places.
No, they will give you even better than that. Let me tell you that. They will give, they will pay your rent, they will pay health coverage, and they will give you enough money to get food, clothes, and even a bit of fun, if that's your thing.
Yeah. What is also interesting, I live very close to the biggest hospital in Switzerland, which is the Insel Hospital. You know it, Gary?
Near Bern.
In Bern. Near Bern. In Bern. It is called Insel as island, Insel Hospital. Yes. It's the biggest hospital in Switzerland, I think. And I have a friend who is working there in the emergency entrance or department or whatever. She's a nurse. She's working there. And we were talking because I was curious. There were some reports from the German Charité hospitals in Berlin that they were empty. And I became very curious what is going on here, and I didn't want to go there, of course, myself. And I talked to her, and she said, it is spooky. Nobody is coming to the emergency. They are completely alone all the time. There is nothing as an emergency.
Yes. I had to get a teeth pulled out last Monday, so exactly a week ago. So I did go there, and there was absolutely no one. Was out in less than an hour, and it was done.
Yes, yes. There are about...
Oh, by the way, Tim Osmond is doing a hashtag film your hospital. If you're beside a hospital, can you go video of the parking lot and tell us if it's full up of cases?
I saw that also, Fakeologist. I saw
That's
that hashtag.
One.
Yes, it's really cool. There is a German journalist, Bill Hicks, and he did this... filming in the Berlin, in three Berlin emergency hospitals, and they were empty, really completely empty. I don't know myself if I'm going to the hospital, because this hospital is dangerous even without a pandemic of influenza. I don't think I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I might if I am.
Why not?
In the vicinity
of the hospital.
If
you got the time and the energy, go for it. Take your camera out and show us the empty parking lot. I just read a story about a surgeon in Toronto who was complaining about his finances. He's going to be applying for government money.
Yeah.
He says last year, How much do you think a surgeon makes in Toronto?
Yes, but
200,000? 200,000 a year?
800,000.
Wow. 800,000?
Lifestyle.
800,000. So he was complaining that he just spent 245,000 kitchen. But because all electives canceled, and that's another hospital, because there's really nothing happening, he's going to apply for government assistance, which is insane. Why should? And here we go again with the old sort of communist fights. Who deserves what and how much from the government?
Yes, and people are adapting. Just yesterday, I saw a guy that was delivering food with his painter truck. So people are doing the best out of this situation.
The interesting point is also that the government doesn't own any. The government is only an administrative thing that is going to redistribute what they are getting from our taxes. That's the point. They don't have money. They are in debt, actually.
Not even from our taxes. They print the money. They're borrowing money, I guess, from the World Bank, IMF. Well, they're all connected. I have a friend who's really into the finances.
Yeah.
And he was going, I wanted him to come on. He will not record because I've known him for years. I honored him. I will not record him.
But he could help you.
Oh, I think so. I've told him, I said, please let me record you. He just doesn't want to be public. But he is connected to a network of people. Talk about the financial system and all the corporations that control the finances. I'm talking about the baseline finances of commercial activity and all these organizations. I've never really heard of any of them. And I told them to send me an email so I can click on the links, because there's so many corporations that form the rules of commerce in the world. It's amazing. I can't even remember one right this second. It's amazing.
Yes. I also think that this virus crisis is there to restrict some of the liberties that we are so kindly allowed to have, like the travel restriction and all that. So maybe that will take some time to disappear, if that ever disappears. At the very least, I think that for the years to come, plane tickets will start to be very expensive again.
May I say something to this? I think this would be right, because it had become so cheap to travel by airplane. It was really insane. It was cheaper to go for 1 month to Thailand than to go to the next camping base here in Switzerland and to spend some time near the river. So it's just insane. This was also blown up all by the fake money bailouts that they got in 2008 and in 98. And now again, they are going to bail out Boeing and Lufthansa and Swiss Airlines, etc. It's just crazy. I mean, this is one positive aspect of this pandemic, that there are no flights over Europe.
Why is that a good thing? Why should people be allowed to travel?
You should be allowed to travel, but you should pay very much to make such travel.
Why? Because what if that's the actual cost?
Because the taxpayer is paying it. It's not the real price.
Oh, okay.
You should pay the real price.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm. It's subsidized, of course. I don't have. I would like to travel myself, but only if I have enough to pay for it. And it must be the real cost. The real cost is not. It's not what it is now. It's not only subsidized. It's completely fraud. Completely fraud.
Okay.
And it's the first sector they are going to bail out now.
Yes, and the thing is that I had this discussion with my travel agent where I buy the plane ticket that I was supposed to go in Istanbul late April, and I say that I rather keep it as an money that I have there than to get a refund, because I understand that in this situation they are going to need the more money that they can have. And she said that she better refund me, because there is absolutely no guarantee that the plane ticket will not be twice or three times as expensive when everything starts to going normal again.
How is it in Canada, psychologist? How is the situation there? Are you allowed to go out or only to work and to the doctor?
I just read something someone just sent me saying the police are pulling people over on the on-ramps freeway, asking where they're going. I don't know if I believe that. I'd have to see it with my own eyes, but... Yeah, we're supposed to be on, this is week 3 of a lockdown,
mm-hmm.
stay at home. All our public
Is it a lockdown with punishment? So if you are caught outside,
we're supposed to be under some emergency act. Everyone has activated their emergency acts, which I don't. It's not martial law.
Okay.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
And on that note, thank you, Robbie Parker. He's the latest donor on Fakeologist.com, and he's
Robbie Parker.
Robbie Parker, yeah.
Himself.
Well, not that Robbie. Another Robbie. He liked it. Decided. Anyway, this is, I don't know how they're enforcing it. I don't know how they don't have to police much because 99% of people apply.
Okay. In Greece, it's not the same. You pay 5,000 euro? If you are caught out,
I'm sure the Greeks are not. I'm sure. I don't expect the Greeks to comply. I hope
they
don't.
Are crazy.
I love the.
Yeah, they are really rebellious. The first weekend when they had the lockdown, everyone was fleeing Athens to go to the villages. You know, because everyone has some.
And our prime said, "Do not go to the country." He just said that. He said, if you go to the country, the hospitals there are small. They can't take volume patients.
Yeah.
So he's already said to all the people that want to flee the city because they're bored out of their minds in the city because everything's closed, don't go to the country. So every time you think of something that you could do to soften the situation, there's someone, premier, is coming out and saying, don't do that. So everyone is supposed to be cowering in place. My daughter can't find anyone to play with. All her family, all her parents, friends, family, they're keeping their children in lockdown. The universities are closed. The schools are all closed. Yesterday we went out for a walk. We have never seen people out walking.
Okay. Are the passenger the passenger trains still running?
Pat, our city, we have a city transit system. It's running at 80% It's running at 80% service, and they've lost 80% of their passengers. So they're running at a severe loss. Every train is empty, much buses.
And between cities?
So strong. Between cities, the regional, I think they cut their service. I remember them announcing it a week ago, which means instead of a train, say, every 10 minutes, every half an hour. But our city, and a lot of, and I just verified this with subway operator, tram operator Bella said in Sydney, he said they're running at full capacity. They're running at full service with zero passengers. He's driving around an empty.
Yes, so the intercity trains in Switzerland are still running. We'll take one to Fribourg on Friday, and there is absolutely no restriction. And of course, there is even a better thing, is that it's absolutely free since there is no one to check your tickets anymore, and they are even saying that via audio announcement in the trains.
You will be alone in the train, Gary. I went last week to Herzog & Buchsee from Bern, and I was alone in the whole train.
Yes, I was 2 weeks ago, just before they announced the very day, the very Friday, they announced the first measure of the lockdown or so, if I should say that, with Alain Berset and all the other clowns on live TV. Yeah. I was on the train. And I wanted to take the train before the start of the announcement because I wasn't sure that there will be train anymore or whatever. I did not know what the situation was. Yeah. In comparison, in France, I did not see it firsthand. It's only what I saw on TV, but supposedly they are checking why you are traveling. If you don't have a really good reason in writing why you are traveling, you cannot go to the train. In Switzerland, it's pretty fine. I think that you can still go wherever you want, and even better, it's free.
You just cannot go outside Switzerland because they have cut all the connections. The borders are closed. It's very new, and the European borders also from the European Union. They have now the national borders that they used to have, and they're controlling, so you cannot just go into a country. You have to have a license, for work or something else?
Yes, in that regard, Europe seems like a right-wing wet dream, you know?
Yeah.
All those years, those people were fighting for national priorities, re-establishment of the border and all that. And now they are going to have that. It's funny how the European unity just vanished in the matter of weeks, you know?
That's one aspect. And the other is that it's also about the euro, the currency. Because if you want to change the currency, you have to close the borders and to close the banks and to make it from Friday to Monday to introduce a new currency. So this is a preparation also for a currency change in the European Union. And I think also that in Switzerland, maybe it's more hidden what is also going on, but they have deployed also 8,000 guys from the military, which are allegedly helping at the borders to Italy and to France and Germany and Austria, preventing medical emergencies or something. But it is a military situation also. It's not as easy. Yeah. Okay, yes. Guys. Thanks a lot for the talk. Yeah, I have to leave. We will see again. Thank you very much, Ab, for letting me rejoin again. I hope I stay for a while this time. And Garris, we will see. We will meet again.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
We will have time to speak.
Bye bye, everybody.
Oh, I'm still there.
Oh, Jelly, come on.
Yes. What I was saying is that it's funny how the European unity just disappeared. It was just for talk, you know? It just takes one small stupid crisis for each and every country to reestablish border, start to take unilateral political decision. It's incredible. I found it hilarious myself.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's much to say. Fact is, they are unified and they're following the United Nations. So it's okay, they shut the borders just to slow people down. It's like putting a speed bump on a road. But overall, everyone is unified. Now, there are a few countries that I think are much more difficult to unify. And, the United States is just that, a group of states united. But they don't have the same laws. And I put a audio that I thought was really good from the movie Unseen Enemy, which is a shameless vaccine propaganda piece put out 2 years ago. Make sure you have a barf bag if you're watching. And that lady, she was maybe just a reporter on global health security, as she calls it. Because this is a global health security event, there's no doubt about it. Bill Gates is very aware of that. But she was saying how it's so difficult to implement public health policy on a federal level when every state, every city has their own rules about what they allow and don't allow. And she also mentioned, there's also that little problem with Americans is that a lot of them have this thing called Second Amendment where they're allowed to have a weapon. So if the guy wants to spray for mosquitoes or force vaccinate the children, they might get shot. I thought, yeah, that's a great thing.
Yes.
But she really wants one set of laws for the United States in every state. The United States definitely the hardest nut in the bag crack in the world, I think.
Yes, but I think that some Eastern countries are going to be hard to crack also.
Yeah, okay.
And not
like
only Belarus. So some of, not only that specific country, but I think that the Slavic people are strong-minded individuals.
Like the Poles, Polish as well? Or...
The Polish, I don't know. If you throw them enough vodka, they might be turned around at one point, you know.
Yeah.
The Polish are a powerful people, and there are many, many of them. But the thing is that they are totally following the European Union, so there is not much hope there, sadly.
Okay.
But it's a big, powerful country.
What I was saying earlier was when we went on our walk, we've never seen so many people walking. Two reasons. One, everyone's stuck at home, and B, the sun actually came out in a few hours, so everyone ran outside to see the sun. And there's a lot of people walking away from me. I won't get off the sidewalk. I'll move over on a sidewalk. I'm not getting off the sidewalk. And so many people got off the sidewalk or crossed the street or walked on the grass to get away from us. It was amazing. What programming? And that's why you don't need a police force to enforce this. Everyone is so convinced that they're a carrier to this virus,
yes,
that they will do as they're told. Yes. There's really very few people that probably are breaking the social norm right now. Very few people. It's not a problem. There are more people speeding, I've noticed, and driving poorly, which means because there's so few cars on the road, and they think the police are not enforcing traffic laws, which may or may not be true, I'm not sure, that they are driving like real idiots. A lot more. That's what I'm worried about, being clipped by someone twice the speed coming out of nowhere.
Yes, the thing is that there aren't many cars out, and that's true that people tend to speed a bit here also. But like I said,
I agree that some of the more polluted cities, they are going to implement the congestion laws, all the laws against cars they wanted to put in, they're going to put them in. Like, I'd be surprised if cars are allowed in Milan and some of those cities in the Po River Valley there. I would be surprised if they allow cars in the cities. I can see them. I think Mexico City has always had laws last while, apparently, where you could drive in the city if you had a license plate with an odd number or an even number to day. They've always, just because of the population, they've always done that. But I guarantee we're going to even have it in our city. I've been saying it for years.
For example, in London, you get to pay a fee, a daily fee, or take a
congestion charge. I know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is that for some reason, the disease that is now at top of the news is a disease that affects your breathing. So you can link that to pollution and pass any set of laws you want. Right now is the moment. Because as people are at home watching TV,
I like what Tim Osmond said. He said everyone should take half a breath instead of a full breath to save the climate. So do not take any full breaths today. Our idiot Prime Minister, who is a shameless, he sent a tweet out yesterday saying, make sure you turn the lights out for Earth Day today. I mean, it's just, you just want to just wring the guy's neck. Now everyone is doing nothing, and then he puts the stupid climate propaganda message out. You just want to shake the guy.
Especially that now the electricity consumption must be at an all-time low, I think. Even when people are all at home and everything, the industry is not consuming that much.
You can look at our power consumption in Ontario. I always like to look at it. And our normal consumption on a normal weekday, I think, is 17,000 megawatts. And now it's down to maybe 50. A couple thousand megawatts, that's one nuclear. That might be one gas plant. Or people still need power. You still turn on your house.
Yes.
And your house obviously has more power now because you're in it. And computers use power. And the refrigerators are always on. There's always a base load power. But mostly the industry, obviously, the power if it's shut down.
Yes, and supposedly the streaming service over the internet have lowered their quality, but I did not notice a real difference, to be honest. So maybe my eyes are not that good, but I did not notice anything.
Anyway, we're getting more traffic to the site these days? Or to the Discord, I mean?
We had quite a few new people, but the thing is that there are also recurring members that came back, like Tom or Videre or even Faye, that we just had the pleasure to talk with minutes ago.
You got to tell, anytime someone has 10 IDs, they're recreating an ID on Discord. They should learn to find the ID by resetting their password or finding out their login, because Faye has got 6 different Discord IDs, and that's why you keep having to verify her, because she has a brand new ID. So I booted off her first 4 IDs. I guess she just made another one. So now she probably has 2 again.
Yes, I noticed that.
So you got to tell these people you don't need to make a new ID. Do not make a new ID. Just find your old ID. Save your login.
Yes. And I think that the next Fakeologist Audio Chat will be the 666th 66. So 666. 666? That will be the next one. Yes, I think so.
Yeah, somebody posted what they say was Bill Gates' phone number in Washington and the last three digits.
Yes.
But I I'm still going to repeat this. The best audios, besides the ones here, are Tim Osmond's channel. Guy is, the main thing I like about him and some other shows is they're just reading all the links they get regarding this topic. They're not really, he says he's not really making a judgment, just reporting them. I that ideas and all the memes, I like all that.
Yes. And Ash is back with us, but I think that she's only listening. Well, Veloset is also with us again. Probably just.
Yeah, you're a little low there, Jarrus. It's hard to hear you.
Yes. Okay. Now it's better.
We got to get you on a real headset. I know you're. Are you using that wire that dangles?
Yes, again. But I'm currently praying each and every day that the same cell phone I order is finally coming on Friday.
Yeah, but get a Bluetooth with it, a headset with a mic, a boom mic with a dead cat on. Stop the.
Yes, I get the good headset that is needed, but the thing is that I keep it at another place since I don't have the recording quality that I have usually. So I'm waiting on the new cell phone, fingers crossed. Which is funny because I order. Yes, I order another item that is totally stupid, and I did get it in 3 days, so there is hope.
Yeah, well, logistics works in strange ways, I know.
Yes.
They're already saying that if you get stuff delivered, they're doing food first and everything else later, so the dates are really long for delivery. But in actual fact, we're still delivering in pretty good time because I'm not sure there's a lot of ordering online.
Yes. The thing is that buying a cell phone in a modern city like Geneva, where everything is closed, is pretty difficult. So the only kind of smartphone I did find was expensive, and they were of the Polaroid brand, which made cell phone. And, fortunately for me, I did check over the internet the quality of such phone, and it's not just something you want to use.
I would always try and buy a high-end phone too. There's a lot of people that get phones. Their plans, they want to sell.
Yes.
So I would buy a high-end phone for a lot less if I could find one off it.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com. Exposing media fakery one psyop at a time.
That's Parse Value. He didn't say his name. No. That was before I got people to say their names.
So yes, also this thing is that now there is certain item that you can only get over the internet for the time being.
Yeah, okay.
But those items are not really basic needs.
Yeah.
So
he's
I don't know.
In the chat now.
So we got,
hi guys, I'm here. It's just I'm cooking.
All right, what's for dinner?
I'm just making some pasta with mushroom, and then I've got like a pesto sauce.
All right. Is it
green pesto or red pesto?
Green. That's good. It's green tomato with basil, granite, parmesan.
Ash, are you going to film your local hospital for us?
Oh my gosh. The thing is that I used to work there and I still have a desk there.
Yeah, so perfect.
People are going to recognize. Oh, I know.
Why not?
Oh,
get right in.
Yeah, I'm just.
Can you do that for us? We'd really appreciate it. We love woman on the street interviews. And you're so good at it, and everyone is disarmed by you, sweet trainer.
I just get to run into colleagues, my dad, or even my old, professors, and
so
I've even still got my hospital tag and everything, so, and I really want my Boss headphones back as well, like, they were $500 a few years ago, they're the Bluetooth.
Get in there. Go get them.
I know. All right. I was meant to go back, but never have.
This is the best time. At least you have an
excuse. Okay. All right.
I'm going to go. Because you do great interviews.
Never even thought. I think I was just talking to myself because, Velisa and the Critical Sinker were on mute. And so then I was just talking to myself, but I can't believe this. Like, I can't believe I've started. I don't like, you know, me on camera or, you know, having a public YouTube or this channel or anything. I just can't believe. I'm just such a different person to who I was like 5 months ago. I just can't believe. I can't believe I'm talking. You're spending so many, you know, hours each week on podcasts and stuff. So, okay, I might get enough courage and go to the hospital.
Yeah, you will. You got a lot of courage.
Thank you.
I think you're pretty enough to get Jairus to go from his favorite flavor of lady to maybe. What do you think, Jairus?
He's got a girlfriend. Sorry.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, in terms of preference, Jairus has a particular.
Yes.
No, that's what people should, you know.
Jairus, is she nice enough to maybe consider Indian girls?
It's more a question of personality, to be honest, at this point.
Okay.
She is a great person.
Yes, I think so. But fortunately for the both of us, we are not living in the same country.
Well, wait till the Fakeologist convention next year.
Yeah. I figure that one will not be in Colombia for some reason.
That was such a funny story.
You have a funny story?
No, the one about Colombia.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's funny. You know, as much as controversial as Gaia is, you'd think he'd be here for the biggest psyop of all times. What happened to all these big talkers? They've disappeared.
I don't know. We are in an era where people seem to like having individual content, something that they have control of. 100%.
Jairus, aren't you surprised he's not here giving his opinion? How could you not?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I figure that as long as I'm there, he will not be here. Maybe I'm wrong. But frankly, I wish he was there. I will not speak with the guy for a personal reason, but I wish he was there to exchange with all those new people and everything. Everything he has to say is interesting. What is between me and him is totally different. And I wish nothing but the best for the guy. Yes, exactly. I really wish that he came back and started to exchanging with the people.
That's why I try and give the idea that let's not get too...
Yes, because in the end, I don't care at all. I'm not bitter or anything. Yeah. It is what it is. And if the guy was ever to come back...
Some people leave this channel over personality conflicts, but that's not what this place is about. That's why I sort of sarcastically said, in the past, I'm not your friend. And that was to say that we're not here to hold hands and be friends. We're discussing topics of the day first.
No, and it's important to not take it too much at heart. And my ethic on that is that you can say whatever you want to me. I will act like I will see you in person the next morning, so I will not take it too bad. It is what it is.
And yeah.
Yes.
I don't like the people at work.
Yes. So yes, if you want to come back, I will be more than happy to have him back, and probably I will not personally exchange with the guy, but I will be more than interested in hearing what he has to say about the current situation, for sure.
Sure. I'd like the Colombia report. What's going on there?
Yes, also that, because he was kind of a local South America correspondent at that point.
And what about Venezuela? Because their infrastructure is shot to hell.
I don't know, but apparently they were already into some kind of toilet paper crisis earlier, so at least they know about that. They had to figure it out earlier than us.
I believe, Tim Osmond, that was a manufactured crisis. They generated that one, started it up, and caught on. They had viral. But everyone can identify with toilet paper, everyone can afford toilet paper, and I think that was a manufactured idea to basically start a frenzy. Because there's no logical reason for it, of course, but
yes,
I think it's starting up.
Yes, I think one of the reasons they take that specific item is that it's one of the most massive items in a grocery shop, you know?
It takes up a lot of volume, yeah.
Exactly. That's one of the biggest things you can buy except for a flat screen and come out of the shop with.
That's right. If it were to miss... Everyone can afford it. Everyone needs it. And it's very, yeah, because if you buy a few of them, you can actually wipe out the whole shelf, because the shelf cannot hold lots of it if they're in big packages. But yeah.
Yes. And last week, for some reason, I was into the rabbit hole of toilet paper fort in different grocery stores all over the world. It's a fascinating thing that some young guys are doing. They are kind of building a fort beyond the toilet paper in the supermarket, Hazel. They are staying there, listening to music, eating, watching people, doing whatever.
Interesting. Interesting times, Corona time.
Yes. Yes. It brings a lot of what the people really are in the end. People like to be scared. They want to be scared. They need to be scared. And for the moment, it's okay because it's not summertime. But coming summertime, I think that people will react totally differently to not be able to go out as much if that's continue for long. Which seemed to be what John Le Bon was implying until I somehow rudely interrupted him. So.
No, he just, he's in a bad mood today. He doesn't have any patience today for alternative talk or bad sound quality. But I understand.
Yes.
Aggressive. This is the audio chat after all.
Yes, and in the end, that come back to the point we were making earlier. You got to be chill about that. That's everything. So nothing can be perfect. Maybe saying something interesting, you can wait a second. That's how it is. That's the audio chat, like you say.
Yep. I'm going to have to leave in a minute because I have work to do. But I think that there's going to be an audio chat every day, the way things are going. Just have to make sure. Get in here and record. A lot of people start chats in the other channels, and of course, you can't hear them.
Yes, but
and
the
in
next
the end,
one.
Everyone's talking about the same thing, Corona, all the time.
Yes, but I take dibs on the next one. I will definitely find something devil related or with the Corona and record it earlier today. Oh. I get to make something for the devil episode, the number of the beast. There is so many incredible audio to listen to about that one. And that's a. That's a big number. Do you realize it? That's an incredible number.
Yeah, but it's so boring. I find all the mainstream conspiracy boring. 666, personally, means nothing to me.
Oh, it's funny. It's just the realization that you participated in something that created 666 audio chats, which is an insane number. Amount of info that were put forward because of you specifically, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's a lot.
If you take a minute to consider.
At the beginning, I didn't even number them, but then it became obvious that I had to number them, otherwise you'd track of them. I actually haven't even gone and renumbered the beginning ones. They still have names, episodes instead of numbers.
Oh, so maybe we are already at the 700 or so.
Yeah, no, I think I got it right. I just counted the files.
Oh, okay.
I think I got it right. But yeah, it's really important to number episodes for Tim Osmond because sometimes he forgets to change the name of his stream. So he'll have two streams in a row with the exact same name. So I can't keep track of what I listen to when he does that. That's why I said put numbers, episode numbers, the only way to keep track of what people have listened to.
Yes.
He uses, I think he did that by mistake. Just he forgot to change the name of the broadcast because it was picked up from the last one. So yeah, you got to change the name.
And maybe it was less important when it was just the two of us on the Saturday morning in place of the Fart podcast. But at this point, there is almost more than one episode a day. So without a clear numerization, you cannot follow anything.
No, you can't.
Great, Faye is back, some people are back, and that's excellent. I cannot wait for the next one. And that's what I said when I first joined. I will be more than happy when there is many audio chat when I am not a part of and I can just log in and listen to people talking. So I think that we are there. So thanks coronavirus at least for that.
Yeah, thanks for the psyop that's not gonna end for years. Thanks.
Yes.
And if you want to donate, don't hesitate to donate. Fakeologist.com/#donate bring you to the side of the page. So yeah, please help out. Okay, I gotta run otherwise.
And if I'm correct, it will be fakeologist@patreon.com.
Yeah, but I prefer PayPal because I think they
take
less.
PayPal, you can, yes.
I think they take less.
Yes, right, and it's not a recurring thing. Yeah. Anyway, have a good rest
See
of the day.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'll be back.
Hey, Jess, so, what's the time over there?
It's almost 4 p.m. I'm going to do some cleaning of the house because my girlfriend is currently taking a nap. So when she wakes up, the house will be perfectly clean and she will not understand what happened.
That's great. Yeah, I'm going to go to bed at 1 a.m.
That's incredible. But we are not living in a sphere. Don't bother with that.
What's that?
I say, the time zone, don't bother with the time or anything. We are not living in a sphere. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't think so?
See, of course, I think the world is a sphere.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, let's not start this discussion. That will take another 2 hours of our time. Have a nice sleep and bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jared.
And I will be there for the next one. It will be the devil episode. Bye, everyone. Have a nice rest for beginning or middle of the day, whatever.
Bye, Felicia. Enjoy the next few hours of work.
So Missam and Jerris successfully derailed any sensible conversation that might have been had. Is that the first time they've done that? I don't think so. Might there be a reason why they do this? I think that's possible. You'll have to make up your own mind out there in fakeology land. I'll give you the hot tip, though. That nonsense never happens at certain other places. JohnLeBon.com, JohnLeBon.com.
All right, I'm in the live stream chat with Robbie Parker. Thank you, Robbie, for being a donor at fakeologist.com.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Actually, you took the PayPal route as opposed to Patreon. Did you do that deliberately?
I did. I know it was like $1.19 a month, but I just wanted to do a one time. So I don't, whatever I clicked on, it did take me to PayPal to do the one time.
Oh, okay. That's good. Cause I think PayPal is takes a little smaller cut than Patreon. Patreon's it might be 10%.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, thanks for clicking the right button.
Absolutely.
Our ban until Easter Monday, an additional week. So we're in week 3 of our lockdown. That means that we're going to go another week than what he first said.
Yeah, and ours, I think tomorrow's Tuesday. So I think tomorrow is 2 weeks for us here in California.
Where are you again?
I'm in the Bay Area. Yeah, Bay Area, exactly.
Is San Francisco considered the Bay Area, or is it Oakland the Bay Area?
I mean, pretty much, like, anything around the San Francisco area, I just call it the Bay Area, Northern California. But yeah, it could be Oakland, as far as San Jose.
Okay.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's 2 weeks for us, so if everyone starts going till June, then I'm assuming that'll be the next announcement for everyone else.
Well, my only question is, how much business do they want to kill off completely? Because they're not saving lives, they're killing business. I don't have any doubt that business is going to have a hard time, small business is going to have a hard time getting up off the canvas.
Definitely. I was talking to my buddy today and he was telling me about, and I haven't looked up anything to verify, but he was saying that unemployment, I think it used to be like 2,000 a month or something like that. He was saying they're going to up it to $1,000 a week or something, but I have no idea if that's true or not.
Yeah, all this largesse, all these payouts. There's no money to pay out except massive debt.
Yeah.
So they're just bribing people with money they don't have.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear this horrible governor. Virginia. Okay, let's get an error code right away. There we go.
Today, I'm announcing a stay-at-home order for all Virginians. Under this order, everyone in Virginia must remain in their place of residence unless they must go out for food, supplies, work, medical care, or to get fresh air or exercise. Any parties or social gatherings of more than 10 people are prohibited. Private campgrounds will be closed for short-term stays. Virginia's beaches will be closed to any activity except exercising or fishing. All institutions of higher education will cease in-person instruction and cancel any gathering of 10 or more people. If you can work remotely, you need to do so, and companies need to allow that. I want to be clear. Do not go out unless you need to go out. This is very different from wanting to go out.
Today we reached a historic milestone in our war against the coronavirus. Over 1 million Americans have now been tested, more than any other country by far, not even close, and tested accurately. Challenging times are ahead for the next 30 days, and this is a very vital 30 days. We're sort of putting it all on the line. This 30 days is so important because we have to get back. But the more we dedicate ourselves today, the more quickly we will emerge on the other side of the crisis. And that's the time we're waiting for. The more we commit ourselves now, the sooner we can win the fight and return to our lives. And they will be great lives.
I just don't know if Trump is going to survive this, because it's almost like he can't win either way. It's a checkmate. But
people actually use language like win the fight. People buy into that.
Well, they use what Americans understand, the language of war. So that's all they understand. War talk.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm actually
there's nothing he said that is to me out of the ordinary.
Oh, and I like that he said he's boasting about the most tests and that we're testing accurately.
Yeah, I don't know I guess he's telling people what they want to hear. They want to know that will people only be satisfied when everyone has been tested? Because that's what it sounds like. What is the big deal about testing so many people? Why is that such a great achievement? That I don't understand.
Actually, you know what? This is my first time on the call, but I was talking to JLB on his site today, but I was telling him that both my sister and her husband, they had colds, and they both got tested, and they tested positive, and now their colds are gone. But it's pretty funny.
Your sister and her husband were tested? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they were.
How long did the test take?
It was like...
And where did they go?
3 to 5 days. Just to the healthcare company that they're insured with.
Yeah, but where did they go? The hospital or who does the testing?
Yeah. What's that? Yeah, at the hospital.
What was the test?
I didn't ask my sister. She got tested first, and then my brother-in-law did, and he said it was I think they took a swab in the mouth and then also in his nostrils.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't argue with that. I can only argue with what the test actually is testing for. And since I've heard a number of 80% is false positive, then that includes a lot of basically tests for any infection I hear. So there's no specificity.
Yeah. Well, some of the calls you've had where, you know, a lot of people are more scientifically inclined than me, but I think it was one of those videos, that guy in New York that was going around asking people, but someone in there made a comment, and it was a long one just talking about PCR testing. So after reading that, it just sealed it for me, like how easy it is for them just to, you know, create a fictional virus and then have people that I don't, whatever, test positive or negative. And they, it's just, I mean, just listen to the, what they say officially, like, oh, you might not test positive and, but you could have it. Just, I mean, how do people not question any of this? They'll just believe anything.
Well, you can't argue about something you don't know anything about. And most people, even the virologists, don't seem to have any kind of consensus about what virology is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just so convenient that the symptoms are the exact same symptoms as a cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear what this guy has to say.
The state will always lie, and the masses will always believe it. This is a longer, in-depth follow-up to The Boy Who Cried Wolf. A reminder that in my video, The Mimetics of Mind Control, I suggested to you that the idea that government etymologically means mind control is a model to be taken seriously. I suggested that the reason for the intentional revelation of conspiracies and hoaxes is part of the multifaceted mimetics of government or mind control. I have warned elsewhere against the map terrain conflation. I will now suggest a navigational map for the current terrain we find ourselves in. You must choose for yourself which ones of belief you pick up and which you set down. Christianity never died, or better, Christianity was simply a temporal and regional form of the universal realologist religion of man that needs no gods in the traditional sense. Sometimes it has had them, sometimes it does not. But belief in the traditional gods is not the essence of the universal religion of man. The state is the personification of the universal religion of man. The state is the personification of the herd. That is, the herd is represented as a person. This person is the God-man of Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm not sure what I'll listen to this one here.
The state is God because it is the savior of mankind, and only God can save. It is an all-powerful, all-wise, all-knowing, benevolent dictator of the affairs of mankind. In man's darkest hour, the state Christ will step forward to...
Well, it's too religious for me. Let's see.
What was that?
That played out in Italy.
That was a guy named Thrice Eight Hermes on BitChute. John Levon said he liked one of his other videos, so I'm not quite sure. He's a little deep for me right now. But this is a video of Jeff C. talking about a hospital video being shown on CBS News. Now, he said the same hospital video was used to represent an Italian hospital. Another person in the comments speculated the hospital looks more like a Hollywood set
here. But check this out.
We have to reorganize our emergency room and our hospital in three levels of intensity, as you saw.
Yeah, that's the story.
This is the main hospital in Bergamo, in Lombardy province.
What has he got there? He's got like ice cappuccino or something. I don't know. But yeah, you know, oh no, don't laugh at that stuff, right? Okay, let's just see this little segment here as we pull back.
This is the main hospital in Bergamo, in Lombardy province. It's one of the most advanced hospitals in Europe. But it's the most, it's one of the most advanced hospitals.
Okay, so you remember that scene, right? You remember that? Hey, let's take a look at CBC, or CBS, pardon me, CBS News here. America's epicenter. Look at these characters. Do you actually believe that these people are telling you the truth about anything at any time, any day of the year? I got bad news for you. I mean, you're under complete mind control, but here you go. Coronavirus, the race to respond. America's epicenter. New York now accounts for more than half of the new U.S. cases. New York governor pleads for 30,000 ventilators. Now, I showed the video last night where Cuomo was saying that they've got stockpiles on top of stockpiles and nobody's asking for ventilators. So just yesterday, I showed this last night, Cuomo, you know, not the one that works for CNN. I know you get them mixed up because they're brothers. But the older one, that's the governor, you know how it works, the revolving door between the media and the government and Monsanto and everything else. Cuomo, Governor Cuomo of New York was, a week ago, I was showing how he was saying it was a catastrophic situation. They had enough ventilators to get.
I think if Trump has a problem in the next few months, I think Cuomo is going to be the Democratic candidate. That's my thought. I think he's definitely posturing for running for president. Maybe not this time, but next time.
I'm so out of the loop in terms of news and stuff like that, but are the primaries going on, or that already happened? That's how ignorant I am right now.
Well, the primaries are still on. They're still Bernie and Biden. They're two really weak candidates. Skepticon was in the chat there, but he's gone.
Was that was the whole video?
Well, I shortened it off a bit because it seemed to have been changing subjects. It was mainly about what I think was a fake operating room. But
on the website, I've enjoyed all those empty hospital videos. But actually, the one I was just talking about a few minutes ago, the guy in New York, when I saw it, it had like maybe 20 to 25,000 views. And then yesterday, it was up to just a little over 300,000. But he posted today that YouTube took it down.
That was the long one where he's wandering around?
He did two. He did one more recently, but it was the first one where he was talking to cops and then the ambulance drivers and then the one hospital official who they made him leave, I think. But it was that one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Pretty hard to keep up.
Yeah. Can't even really go into YouTube and type in. I think if you type in like empty hospitals, you'll get like official narrative stuff like usual.
Yeah, they're really good at filtering.
How was your day? What's new with you? What's going on up in Canada?
It was just sort of a half work day for me, being in the essential service.
Yeah, it was a half day. Do you work 5 days a week, or what kind of schedule do you have?
I work mostly 6 days a week, 6.5 days a week.
Okay.
But it's pulled back just a bit. Things are slower. Toronto will issue fines of up to $5,000 for people. Sorry, $750 to $5,000 for anyone who goes into a park that's closed.
Wow. Why does the fine range?
Well, the judge needs a little bit of latitude depending on the severity of the violation. So if you go on a slide and then a swing, you're going to get hit hard.
Yeah, and then if you hit the monkey bars, you're going to get the book thrown at you.
And IPS is right. People are told to call 311, 311. So 311 is the new 911 for this sort of violation because it's not a criminal offense. These are just misdemeanors, I think, even here. But yes, people have been seen in parks on slides. This is serious. Wish I got a press conference. I'm gonna play our just our mayor if I can find him here on Twitter. He's another just a total twit, honestly. Go ahead, you're gonna say something.
I lost my train of thought.
Okay, John Tory's our mayor. Let's see. Let's hear this Prescott. Let's hear him talking on Twitter. I love all these politicians going right to the Twitter. he held the phone right in front of his ugly face.
People won't be watching him on TV.
Well, no one watches TV anyway, but yeah, this guy is shameless. He's on all the radio stations. And where is it here? Oh, here he is.
Please focus on the fact that what we're doing here by asking people to cooperate, by not using the playgrounds, by respecting the signs, by not using the off-leash parks, is going to contribute to saving lives. It's going to contribute to fewer people being sick, and it's going to have this whole nightmare over a lot sooner. So I would ask people to please cooperate. You know, please act as if you've been asked, because you have, to stay home. And to stay away from these places. It's not because we're trying to be, you know, people that are unhappy and killjoys. We are trying to stop
the
emergency here and to have it come to an end as soon as possible. Please focus on the fact.
There you go. There's our mayor.
Gosh, his tone is so condescending. And
oh, my God. He's a blue blood. He's one of these blue bloods. Rich guy.
I didn't even think he's looking out for their best interests with a tone like that. Jeez. So I was when I was talking to some of the people on JLB's site today, one of them had read, I guess, some of the legislation that passed in the UK 5 days ago. It was pretty crazy stuff.
Yes.
I was talking about, like, they have the right to cremate bodies, and then something about, like, death certificates or being declared dead can be done over the phone now. And then something, if you're suspected or if you have corona, they can take you away. And that's all in the bill that passed, I guess.
Crazy. Let's hear this. This is the same guy.
The Shepherd Boy and the Wolf from the Aesop for Children. A shepherd boy tended his master's sheep near a dark forest not far from the village. Soon he found life in the pasture very dull. All he could do to amuse himself was to talk to his dog or play on his shepherd's pipe. One day he sat watching the sheep and the quiet forest and thinking what he would do should he see a wolf. And he thought of a plan to amuse himself. His master had told him to call for help should a wolf attack the flock. The villagers would drive it away. So now, though he had not seen anything that even looked like a wolf, he ran towards the village, shouting at the top of his voice, "Wolf! Wolf!" As he expected, the villagers who heard the cry dropped their work and ran in great excitement to the pasture. But when they got there, they found the boy doubled up with laughter at the trick he had played on them. A few days later, the shepherd boy again shouted, "Wolf! Wolf!" And the villagers ran to help him, only to be laughed at again. Then one evening, as the sun was setting behind the forest and the shadows were creeping out over the pasture, a wolf really did spring.
Change again here. This video is no.
And so we have to reorganize our emergency room and our hospital in three levels of intensity.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Of the epidemic here.
This is mostly a silent video, so.
I see that Mrs. Fakeologist was known.
Here in New York, cases are doubling every day.
I did see that, but I haven't tested her mic yet, so I actually should go and check her mic.
To go anywhere in the country, you should self-quarantine for 14 days immediately.
We remain deeply concerned about New York City and the New York metro area.
That is because more than half of the nation's new coronavirus cases are being found right here. Crowded subway cars may have accelerated the spread. New York's governor says FEMA gave the state 400 ventilators. To that, he said this.
What am I going to do with 400?
400 ventilators. To that, he said this.
What am I?
This is the main hospital in Bergamo in Lombardy province.
400 ventilators. To that, he said this.
What am I?
This is the main hospital in Bergamo in Lombardy province.
400 ventilators. To that, he said this.
What am I?
Well, they were just showing a Italian hospital with a New York overlay.
Oh.
I'm not sure that's totally conclusive. It doesn't matter. It just really, that doesn't even look like an actual hospital in New York, in Italy. It looks like a movie soundstage. It just looks a little too clean, and it looks like it's missing a lot of the locations for wiring and whatnot.
Mm.
Yeah, there's so much to look at. It's just mind-boggling right now.
Yeah, it's really nice to wake up and just go on to your site and see all the stuff you post.
Yeah, thanks. I post as much as I find relevant, and I still recommend IPS's channel because he just goes over a lot of stuff as well that people send him. And he has a Discord server where there's tons of links as well.
Did you say IPS?
Yeah, it's called the Infinite Plane Society. It's not really terribly descriptive.
Okay, I think the one you posted today, that video, it must have already been deleted or something.
Oh, was it? I gotta look.
Play it, unfortunately.
Let's see. Wouldn't be surprised. I try and put a lot of the videos up on FakeTube, my site, but I can't keep up. There's too many.
Yeah. Most recently I used to do a little bit on 153news.net, but they got taken down, or supposedly someone stole the guy's servers or something. So.
Oh, is that totally down now?
If you go to it, it says he just, it links to a page where he talks about that his servers got stolen. Oh, it's done.
153news.net.
Yeah.
153news. Well, I don't get any notifications from them anymore. Just in time, eh, for this big event. That makes sense. That's just a honeypot. They grab all the truthers, and then just in time for the biggest hoax of our generation, they flush it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not getting anywhere with that.
Does the error message come up, though, where it says, I can read it out, what it says?
It just says it can't be reached. Time's out. So, oh, video unavailable. Wait. It's video unavailable. I see. It doesn't... The video is available if you click the link, but it wants you to go to YouTube's site. So I think that means it's not available as a embed on my site. I think they want it to reload on the YouTube site, but it's still valid.
I thought I tried the link too, and that didn't work, but I can try again. Oh, no, you know, I tried the link to his website, and I don't think that... InfinitePlaneRadio.com, I get the 404 page not found error message as well.
You're right. Maybe he doesn't have that one. He doesn't have that link. Let's see.
Stop moving south and it's moving back towards normal. Like everything that we've done to screw up the world since the Industrial Revolution has just been reversed.
Okay, I'll fix that.
Like the ocean levels are going back down. Ice caps are freezing again. The jet streams have... stopped moving south. Skies above Beijing are clear. Skies above New York, San Francisco clear. Waters in Venice are clear. You can see fish in the canals. And the death toll from the virus is still far, far less than the number of lives that will be saved by cleaning the skies above some of these big cities. Because pollution is...
Are you there?
Yeah.
We'll lose just... He posted something funny.
He's like that.
It says the first dog to contract coronavirus in China died today. He was immediately thrown into a wok.
Well, actually, there was a dog that died. It was 17, and if in dog years, that's 119 or 911 in reverse.
Oh my gosh!
There, I fixed the link. Thank you. Anytime you find an error at the website, just let me know, yeah. Let's see what Mark Dice has to say.
Just when all hope seemed lost and none of the kids know what gender they are and need a safe space to protect them from basic facts about life while they indulge in an endless stream of insanity through social media, comes a ray of sunshine.
And where do you suppose it all starts? No, really, where do you think it comes from?
Children ask questions about sexual orientation and transgenderism.
Yes. I'm sure they do. Not. Why would a child ask about this?
What are the different gender identities?
That's a really, really exciting question to ask.
Exciting for who? Look at this poor girl's face. There's an adult introducing her to sexual stuff she might not even have needed to know her entire life. It's really only exciting for someone who wants to introduce these ideas for who knows what reasons.
Well, there's a reason, but go ahead and say it in case your fellow classmates are too young to understand what's going on.
This normalization of sexual discussions around children is literally a tactic employed by predators to take advantage of them.
This is Cringe Panda, and I gotta say, after seeing one of this girl's videos, I think she's a genius. She put together this 30-minute video completely dismantling how the public schools are indoctrinating the kids and brainwashing.
I don't like when they use kids for any reason on either side, so she's too young. Oh, well. See, there's Mark Dice. I don't know why Mark Dice is talking about transgender at this point in time when Corona's going on.
Yeah. I was going to say the one silver lining to all this is because I like, you know, being outside and exercising and stuff is, this is probably the longest span where we haven't had chemtrails at all because they've been so bad lately, or they had been.
Okay.
I don't know what it's like up there, but yeah, our skies are just sprayed nonstop.
Yeah, we don't. I'm not into chemtrails in terms of what we see. I don't see them here, so I've gone over this, so.
But you have seen that. Oh, well, Canada might be a good spot to go then, because I need my blue skies with real clouds.
Well, we don't have blue skies, believe me. We have 8 months of the year of clouds and overcast for the most part. And it's the Gulf Stream. We're right in the line of the Gulf Stream, so that's why there's so much water here.
Cold is it right now up there?
It is 5 Celsius, which is about 40-something where...
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, 41. That's cold enough. Well, I just came by just to test this out again. I got to head out, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was nice chatting with you. I'm going to go.
Yeah, nice chatting with you. I guess it's dinner time for you.
Exactly, and I'll pop back on later. Hopefully some people will be on. It's nice to be able to talk to people.
Oh, yeah. Somebody should be
here. We were supposed to go out to dinner last night, and obviously that got canceled, so we did it virtually. And we all got takeout, but I was just going to say that.
It's going to kill the businesses.
Whole virtual call, I had to sit there and just sit there and self-censor and take it as they talked about Corona the whole time.
Well, that's all there is to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
It's tough. It's tough. Even virtually, I had to just sit there and keep my mouth shut.
It looks like Brazil is also trying to stay out of this Corona hoax. Brazil, Belarus, not sure about Mexico, though. Mexico, I think, as well.
You don't hear much about it. It'll be interesting to see if or when they do. Yeah, Al,
all right, Rob.
Hope to catch you later.
All right, take care. Thanks, Robbie.
Sure, have a good one.
That's all, folks.